The action. The sound. The pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the sound of the hounds. WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this production of WHJE Varsity Football here on the only home of the Greyhounds, 91.3. And again, the only, you know, we don't always broadcast football, as you know. Of course, there's only one game a week. We do a lot of other things. We got to thank one of our guys, Cam Elliott, as our board op. He's making this whole thing happen. He's doing all the technical side. Me and Cam had a little debate about science earlier today. I'm definitely not the scientific person, but Cam is, and so he's helping you out. Good thing there as a technical guy. Hey, a little score update. Ben Davis has got 13 on Center Grove's 0. So quite the game. Almost a little bit of a kind of a game we didn't really foresee happening. Center Grove has been a very solid team thus far. They've played very well. They played very well against the Greyhounds, but Ben Davis starting to show them up. Now, folks, again, a large margin of score definitely does not mean you're going to win the game. Again, Warren Central putting up 28 on the board last week against Pike, but Pike, 38 unanswered points.
We start the second quarter here, Carmel Greyhounds on 3rd and 8 on their own 2-yard line as James is looking to pass in the end zone, has a little bit of space, and now he's going to have to run this one out to the left side. James at the 10-yard line, storms across the 15, and he's going to dive out of bounds at the 20, and that is exactly the electric speed we have seen from Isaac James all year in his own end zone, avoiding the safety not only, but able to get downfield and pick up the first down.
And there's a reason that Isaac James has 253 yards on the ground so far this season, adding more to that total and really keeping that defense on their feet.
So they try to hurry up offense here. With that flex bone set, they put Perkins in motion. They get a man to jump off sides on the Warren Central side, neutral zone infraction. Here's to be the call, and that is the case. It is. It will move the Carmel Greyhounds up 5 yards, 1st and 5, and James has been using that hard count to his advantage all year. So 1st and 5 from their own 26. Plenty of breathing room now for the Carmel Greyhound offense to operate with 11:50 remaining in the first half again. The Carmel Greyhounds are trailing 0-3 to the Warren Central Warriors here at home at Carmel Stadium. Same formation for James. 3-wide set as they put Roberts in motion. They hand this one up off the middle. They try to get that one into Perkins. He's going to be brought down. Excuse me, that's Pascal on the carry. Brought down for about a gain of 1. So 2nd and 4, very manageable set of downs for the Hounds. They'll line up at their own 27-yard line off that left hash. Clock continues around 11:30 remaining in the first half. Warren Central 3, Carmel 0. 3-wide set for James from the flex bone. They put Perkins in motion. He keeps this one. Pitch set over. Finds Perkins. Perkins is going to be wrapped up at about the 27-yard line, it appears. 28-yard line, maybe gaining a yard on the play. So 3rd and 3, it appears, coming up for the Hounds.
And when they throw Chris Perkins out to the outside corner, they're trying to get him some room to work. He's not that inside back you're looking for with Shakir Pascal, but when you can get him to the outside, they've seen Perkins do things that really no other halfback, even in the mid-conference, can compare to.
Same formation for James off of his left hash, 28-yard line. He's under center. They put Perkins in motion again. Now Perkins has to reset. Looks over towards the sideline is James. 3-wide set, 2 out to his right. Baldwin and Roberts with Baldridge out to his left. Takes the snap, looks to pass, has time, finds Baldridge. Across the 35-yard line, almost sheds a tackle there, but brought down at the 38, and the Carmel Greyhounds move the chains again.
And Jason Baldridge has been a very silent factor. Now, we saw him quite a bit in that Center Grove game as well. He had a little bit of a breakout game, I guess you can say, and so already getting him the ball. He's got 102 yards on the season.
They put Roberts in the slot on this drive. 3-wide set, same formation from his own 39. 1st and 10 for James, rolling out to his right. Has time to throw, looking deep over the middle. That one is going to be intercepted again by the Warren Central Warriors. He's finally going to be brought down by Austin Roberts at the 45-yard line. That one looks to be Eddie Evans, excuse me, on the interception. So another turnover by the Carmel Greyhounds.
And that's tough because Isaac James now racks up his total to 5 interceptions on the season. He's the only quarterback on this Greyhound team to have an interception. a tough way for that Greyhound offense to go out now, but Jeff George is going to come back onto the field. He's got pretty good field position at the 43-yard line.
Quick score update here. Pike is leading Lawrence North 22-0 here in the first quarter. 10:55 remaining in the first half as George comes out in the wing T formation, two wide set. Hands that ball off that right tackle. He's going to be brought down at about the 40-yard line. Solid gain of about 4 yards. Carry there by Cliff Thomas. 10:43 remaining in the first half. They are in Greyhound territory after the interception of Isaac James on a pass over the middle. 2nd and 6 is the official call here. Warren Central still leading 3-0, and they have possession from the X-wing. They still have two wide. Darius Lee is out to his right. You've yet to see George take a deep shot down the field. Here comes the play action under a little bit of pressure. Conway is not going to be able to get that one. So it looks like Adrian Smith comes up with the reception. He's going to be brought down at the 20-yard line. And a big gain there will send the Warren Central Warriors into the red zone.
And I think of the name of the game is lackadaisical if I'm going to describe this Carmel defense. They have not come out with the tenacity that we're used to. They've not come out really being aggressive, and I know they're kind of in a hole with that offense and those interceptions, but at the same time, that's where they've got to step up. That's where they've got to play ball, and I hate to say it, but almost be that bailout plan for an offense that isn't producing.
I formation now at the Carmel 22-yard line as we have penalty flags fly everywhere from all parts of the field. Zach Woods clapping his hands. That one looks to be against Warren Central. That will be a false start against them. That will back him up to the 27-yard line for a 1st and 15. 9:59 remaining in the first half. 3-0 is your score in favor of Warren Central, and they have the ball. So let's see. If you are the coaching staff here of Warren Central, what kind of offensive mindset are you coming up with here? Are you trying to take a shot downfield within the next two plays into the end zone?
You know, I don't really think they should do that. Honestly, they're rushing the ball very well. Jeff George is doing a nice job with that play action game. I think you just stick to the game plan so far. Keep driving it down methodically and even slowly.
He hands that one off up the middle to Thomas once again. He's brought down after about a gain of 4. That'll set up a 2nd and 11 across the Carmel 25-yard line. Impressive running game so far that we've seen tonight. If you look at the yardage situation, Carmel leads it right now 49-47. Carmel with the advantage in the passing game, 40 yards to 24. With the mixture of Lampy and James. 9:15 remaining in the first half, 2nd and 12 for the Warren Central Warriors. Again, they have a 3-0 lead early on against the Carmel Greyhound. Shotgun formation, 3 wide. They split the backs in the backfield. George with time to throw, looks over, rolls out, finds his man at the 15-yard line, and he's going to be wrestled down by Noah Burks at the 10. Good catch made there by number 82, Zach Gegner of the Warren Central Warriors.
Gegner's been a guy who's gotten pretty active on the field thus far. He's got 126 yards this season. He's only racked up 1 touchdown, but he's had 10 passes thrown to him from Jeff George. Now, obviously, George favors Darius Lee, who's almost at that 500-yard mark. Now, he's got 6 touchdowns. But look for George maybe to air it out. He's already got 14 passing touchdowns on the season, looking to keep that total going.
They come out with the shotgun formation. They stack the line of scrimmage. They hand the ball off through the middle. He's going to be brought down at about the 3-yard line. That's Tyrone Young again, the main back for the Warren Central Warriors. Gets him inside the 5. Will be a 2nd and goal from about the 4-yard line with 8:20 remaining in the first half. Warren Central trying to open up to a 2-possession game. They have the 3-0 lead as George jogs back into the huddle here. After the gain of 5. George breaks huddle. Darius Lee re-enters the game. He'll be lined up in the slot here for Warren Central. Gillespie way out to his left. Shotgun formation for George and company. Split backs in the backfield. He's looking over towards Gillespie. Gillespie can't corral that one in. That one was thrown behind him. 3rd and goal now. Let's see if this Carmel Greyhounds can make another defensive stop inside their own 5.
And that's the 2nd pass there where George had a shot. The 1st in the end zone, but again, throws to his receiver behind him. And that's a pass you got to hit. When you're thrown into a lot of traffic in the end zone, a lot of gold and blue bodies around there, you can't afford to make mistakes. You can't afford to turn that ball over.
Now we see the Carmel faithfuls get up on their feet here at home. 3rd down and goal from the four. They go pistol formation. Two tight ends set. They split the difference on the receivers. With Young in the backfield. George with time to throw. Looks deep over towards the end zone. Takes a big shot. And that one is going to be incomplete. Darius Lee trying to plead his case. Pressure dialed up there by Noah Burks. Putting a big shot on George at the end. Darius Lee with the diving attempt is going to be incomplete. Loses that appeal. And another field goal attempt coming up for Warren Central. And at the very least, the Cromwell Greyhounds will keep this a one possession game.
Credit the defense there on that stop. And another guy, we mentioned his name before, Noah Burks, continues to make his presence known. And there again, keeping, you got to give the defense even more credit than they're due. They've now kept this Warren Central offense to, with the field goal here, it could be potentially only 6 points. And that field goal is going to be good. But it's a difference between 14 points and six. So damage control done right there by the Carmel defense. But I want to go back to Jeff George. There's something very important that happened on that last play where George took a big hit. The pass was incomplete to the left side of the end zone, but here's something that I want to point out. Jeff George doesn't quit until he gets hit. A lot of quarterbacks at this age do not have that awareness and do not even really have the mental self-discipline to be able to stay in the pocket and take that hit and try to get the ball off. And I love that about George. He's got patience. He's almost got that Peyton Manning mentality that I'm going to stay in this pocket until I get hit out of my mind, if that means that I might have some extra time to complete a pass, if that means I might be giving my receiver a millisecond to get open. I think that's crucial, and I also do not think that you can teach that. I think that is the talent of Jeff George. Very impressed so far, even with an incomplete pass.
And I really like what the Carmel Greyhounds defense is doing with the blitzes. They're bringing high-energy guys in, the Kendall Hunes and Noah Burks in, but they're doing it on almost a delayed blitz, kind of giving him a false sense of security with time to throw. But rather, George is going to have a player right in his face, almost unblocked, as we saw Noah Burks on that play, so kind of disguising up the blitzes a little bit, kind of evening the playing field, so to speak, as Hernandez kicks this one away in the area of Perkins. That one goes back into the end zone, 3 for 3 on the automatic touchbacks for Max Hernandez, who also doubles as a defensive lineman. We saw him make a tackle earlier of Shakir Pascal. 7:41 remaining here in the first half. 6-0 is your score in favor of the Warren Central Warriors. We'll see who comes out to play quarterback here on this next drive. Two interceptions for Isaac James on the night, and John Lampe's first drive of the night. Three and out for them. As Lampe trots back out onto the field, he'll be starting from his own 20-yard line right in the middle of the field. As they will go with that flexbone formation, Lampe under center. Perkins and Roberts almost in a tight end kind of situation. Pascal in the backfield, two wide set, both of them out to his left. They put Roberts in motion this time. He receives a pitch off the left side, racing towards the sideline. At the 20-yard line, cuts back in the middle of the field, and he's going to have himself about a gain of 3 yards on first down. We've seen more and more common within the last 3 weeks. Austin Roberts has been getting carries regularly out of the backfield. So about a 2nd and 7 coming up for the Carmel Greyhound offense, kind of shaking things up with the formation. They're going to stack over on that right side as Baldridge heads out there as well. Nate Becker comes into the game. He's going to line up in the slot with Baldridge there. Baldwin also out on that right side. Pistol formation. Roberts out to his left. He looks over towards the sidelines as well as Perkins for additional signaling. They have 6 seconds left on that play clock. He gets back in a hurry. Lampe takes a snap from zone 24. The handoff to Perkins up the middle. He's going to be stopped at the 25. A gain of 1, maybe 2. He's going to set up a 3rd and manageable for the Hounds.
And again, that 3rd and manageable, it kind of is a little bit misleading. A lot of the times, again, like we talked about, they wait and let Lampe throw on 3rd down. Again, he's completely capable, but that puts a lot of pressure on only one throw in a drive. It also becomes very predictable for a defense. All they have to do is wait for 3rd down.
4 wide set from the shotgun. 3 out to his right. Lampe takes a snap, has a little time to throw. Now has to step up in the pocket. He's going to be tripped up at about the 28-yard line. He's going to be a couple of yards shy of the 1st down. Let's see what they elect to do here as an offense. Lampe already signaling with his offense. Will not win that appeal. Adam Kramer will be coming out with the punting unit on a 4th and 3.
I think this is a smart call by the Greyhounds. I don't agree with the call going for it when you're only at the 28-yard line. You just turn around if you're not able to convert and give Jeff George fantastic field position almost in that red zone where they're rolling. They've got 6 points on the board as compared to Carmel's nothing.
How much of a safety net is Adam Kramer in this situation? Full confidence in your punter as he puts this one up and away. A beautiful punt from Kramer back towards the 20-yard line as Coe takes this one. And he's going to be wrapped up right at the 25, so a 3-yard return there, but a beautiful punt from Adam Kramer. 6:11 remaining in the first half. Warren leads 6-0, and they have possession. It'll be lined up at their own 26-yard line off that left hash as George and his crew will come back out onto the field. And a very small yardage compared to what we saw last week. 70-56, Warren Central leading that category. But for the first time in a long time, the Carmel Greyhounds defense will get to start a drive with the offense in their own territory. So first and 10 from their own 26. George comes out, spread shotgun. Four wide set, three out to his right, rolling out. Burks with the pressure looking deep down the field to Lee. That one's up for grabs, and that one's going to be intercepted. They're going to call that one incomplete, actually, from behind. And Riley Smith almost came coming up with the pick there. Alex Akins also there on the coverage, got a hand on it. And the secondary coming up big after that throw deep downfield from George. 6:05 remaining in the first half from their own 26. It will be a second and 10. 6-0. Warren Central still has the lead, but the defense stepping up big in this contest. George comes back out. Looks to go I formation this time. They're going to shake things up a little bit, putting Darius Lee into the backfield now. Still same I formation, two wide set. The receiver in the backfield. As George takes the snap, fakes the handoff, now gives it off to Coe, off that left tackle. He's still going, breaking several tackles along the way, and Sam Story finally tracks him down. After about a gain of 9, will be a third and very short coming up for the Warriors.
Sam Story is a guy who's really been almost that go-to guy on the defense. 19 solo tackles, he's added 14 on the assists margin, bringing him to a total of 33 this season. I think it's also important to point out the only guy that he is at least following would be Ryan Sondles, the other linebacker. He's got 20. That core has done such a nice job providing relief for the defense.
Flexbone set here for Warren Central. Two wide. They have one man in the backfield. That is Adrian Smith. Third and very short, possibly less than a yard. As they hand that one up the middle, he's going to have enough for the first down. Riley Smith puts a big hit on him across the 41-yard line. Andrew Tin will come back in for substitution here as they move the chains. First down and 10 from their own 42-yard line. Be 5:03 remaining here in the first half. 6-0 Warren Central. Really developing this running game early on, setting up that play action is Warren Central. They come back out and they spread the offense this time for the passing game. From their own 41, four wide set, three out to his right, George. From the true shotgun, has pressure coming up. And that one is going to be intercepted by Alex Akins at the 48-yard line. Akins racing back at the 35. He's still going. He's finally going to be brought down at the 30-yard line. And Alex Akins, a sophomore, coming up big and giving the Greyhounds excellent field position.
And what about that coverage team for the Greyhounds? They come up big, Jesse, just like you said, whenever something seems to be going wrong, whenever Jeffrey George seems to be getting a drive going, there's an error. And tonight it's been the interception game. You got to give credit to that coverage team. I mean, look at a guy like Alex Akins coming up big, holding on. First off, it looked like he was going to bobble that interception. He's able to reel it in and then dragged a guy for about 10 yards on his back, able to get the extra yardage. And now it looks Isaac James is going to come out on the field, have marvelous field position. He's got an opportunity to not just put 6 points on the board, but give Adam Kramer a shot to take the lead.
From the pistol, they're going to go four wide set. They put Robertson in motion, hand it off to Pascal up the middle, and he's going to try to push his way through to about the 27-yard line. A gain of 4 there on first down, but going back, as we said, Alex Akins there almost having a pickoff a couple plays before that. Riley Smith actually coming up with it, but was ruled incomplete. But Akins, I know both of us a big fan. We got to see a lot of him last year on that freshman squad. Great things to come for this, a lot of these younger players on the Carmel Greyhound defense. Again, four wide set, pistol, three out to his right this time. James has time to throw now, races up the middle, breaking a couple tackles across the 30-yard line. He's going to lose a couple on that keeper, and that will bring up about a 3rd and 8. And it looks like James is going to stay out there for the time being. He looks towards the sidelines. No sign of Lampy, and James will stay out there for the third and long.
Big third down here for the Greyhounds. Isaac James might have an opportunity to throw the ball. Again, already two picks this game. Got to keep his head up. Got to keep throwing the ball if he gets that call.
Same formation. Perkins in the backfield. They put Roberts in motion this time. Running the option, they pitch that one out to Roberts. Roberts is going to be brought down on a nice tackle there by Warren Central after about a gain of one. He was brought down by number 18, Williams, for the Warriors. 3:41 remaining in the first half, 6-0. It looks like that offense is going to stay out there for the Cromwell Greyhounds. Isaac James will be the quarterback. Fourth and six is the official call from the 27-yard line of Warren Central. Four wide pistol set, three out to his right. They try to go hard count. Now he looks towards the sideline. 17 seconds left on the play clock. James directing traffic. James goes back into the pistol formation off that left hash. He takes the snap, looks to pass. Roberts on the screen. Roberts has a little room to run. He's going to be brought down across the 25-yard line. That will not be enough. And now the defense of the Carmel Greyhounds trots back onto the field after the turnover on downs. So they will be taking over at about their own 25-yard line. Not a lot of time running off the clock there for this defense to get a little bit of rest, but 3:34 remaining in the first half. Warren Central leads 6-0.
I'd like to see Jeff George come out here and take a shot downfield. He's yet to do that thus far in this game, and again, on three of his touchdowns against Pike, they were on bombs, and I mean, we saw George take that thing, play action, just got a gun. I'd love to see him air it out, maybe give that secondary a shot here.
From the gun, hands that one off up through the middle to this tailback. He's going to gain about 3 yards on first down, setting up a 2nd and 7. Really trying to establish that running game. Tyrone Young will be the ball carrier. Gain of 3 for him. They have 46 rushing yards on the night and 39 passing. George coming back out. Like you said, you'd like to see him take a shot downfield. You don't want to be gun shy after going with that interception. Isaac James certainly hasn't been. Getting a couple pass completions on that last drive. 2nd and 7. They go wing T formation. They split the difference on the receivers, one on each side. He hands that one up to Young once again. And Ryan Sonnels is going to meet him at the line of scrimmage. Finish him off. Mitch Lindgren also getting in there on the tackle. Will bring up a 3rd and long. Waiting on that official spot at about the 26, 3rd and 9.
And for 4 games, that linebacking core led the defense in tackles. They were just playing so explosively from that line, providing just another layer to that defense that's already so solid. You look at that defensive line, which has had some struggles. You got a guy like Vic Rowe on that nose guard. Got to credit the guy, Sean Stetson. He's a smaller guy. He's done a great job at the defensive end possession, or at that position. But it sure helps when you've got a linebacking core with the likes of Ryan Sondles and Mitch Lindgren and Sam Story.
Very dangerous front seven indeed. As they go shotgun formation, they put Lee in motion. 3 wide set, has time to throw, looks over, finds his man as Adrian Smith. Storming across the 33-yard line at the 35, fighting for every yard. It's going to be very close to a 1st down. And from the initial spot, it looks like he just has it.
Smith is a Darren Sproles-esque kind of a back. They use him a lot in the backfield, but they're not afraid to give him the ball and even send him out on some routes and try to throw it to him. He's racked up 111 yards. In that receiving game. But rushing, he's done a good job. 196. So a balanced back, definitely a guy that the next level should be looking at. And he's had quite a season here at Warren Central.
I love the comparison you used there. Darren Sproles just as dangerous in the passing game as he is in the rushing game. That'll bring up a 1st down from their own 35-yard line. Clock ticking away, 1:50 remaining in the first half. Warren Central still leads 6-0. George takes the snap, hands it off to Cole, left tackle, racing towards the sideline. And there we see, again, Sam Story coming up with a big stop. Had some daylight in front of him, 2nd and 9. Clock continues to take away. 1:30 remaining in the first half. Still, again, 6-0. Warren Central from their own 36-yard line. They come out shotgun formation. 3 wide set, 2 out to his right. George takes a snap, looks over the middle. That one's going to be broken up there by Sam Story again. Back-to-back plays, this time in coverage. That's going to set up 3rd and 9.
Little score update for you so far. We've got a good game going here. Fishers has a 3-0 lead over Zionsville. 7:34 left in the 2nd quarter. Credit that field goal there, 23 yards. And so Fishers-Zionsville, field goal game coming up big. Carmel-Warren, field goal game coming up big.
6-0, as you mentioned, a minute 14 remaining in the first half. Big third and nine for Warren Central's offense. Four wide set blitz coming from Burks. That one's up in the air, almost intercepted off that left side. We have a penalty marker back at the 35-yard line. And Anthony Mazza almost coming up with a big interception, but playing defense, Darius Lee able to break that one up. Fourth down, pending this penalty.
Jesse, something we saw on that last play was something that we were able to watch in prep, and it's one of the little tendencies that Jeff George has. He doesn't really look the defensive backs off. We were watching him, and most of the throws that he completed, or incompleted for that matter, he was looking at his intended receiver the entire time, and you're not going to be able to do that against a very talented defense like the Greyhounds, especially a coverage team that the Greyhounds have, who not only are so talented, but they're very experienced.
The penalty will be an ineligible receiver downfield against Warren Central. Carmel elects to decline. That'll bring up a fourth down and nine as the punting unit comes on for Warren Central as Jason Baldridge is back deep to return this one. This one is fielded not cleanly, bobbles it a little bit. Burks almost getting a hand on it as Baldridge calls for the fair catch at the 31-yard line. That's where he has a good job by the punter on the recovery there. The Carmel Greyhounds with decent field position to start. They have all three timeouts, but a minute and one remaining in the first half. They'll be at their own 31 here with a six-point deficit. See how aggressive they are before the end of the half.
And just a reminder, at halftime, we're going to be having our halftime show here. We're going to be joined by the likes of Vince Reimer, and then Riley Sardis wasn't able to make it, so we'll have a special guest on for you. He was here at that pregame show. A great guy, and look forward to talking sports.
Four wide pistol as Lampy has time to throw. Looks over towards the sideline. Cannot connect with Roberts there. That one was a little bit behind him. Second down and 10 on the way. Under a minute to go here in the first.
I think there's a stark difference between John Lampy and Jeff George. And we've mentioned this before, but Lampy's throw has much more velocity on the ball, and he's much more of a threat in the short yardage game. You know, we see them take Austin Roberts and give him a short route, almost like that little slant on the outside. And John Lampy's just so deadly when he's able to set in the pocket.
He takes a snap from the shotgun, has a lot of time to throw, looking deep over the middle. They find Roberts once again. He breaks the tackle at the 35, racing towards the sideline at the 40. 45, he's going to step out at the 50-yard line. They're going to spot him out officially at the 48, but that stops the clock and moves the chains for the Carmel Greyhounds, knocking on the door of Warren Central territory.
And like we said, John Lampy completing a short yardage pass. He's able to get it out to Austin Roberts, a receiver who's able to make things happen, a big-time threat when it comes to yards after catch.
So they come back. Clock will not start here until with the ball set. Four wide set from the gun again. Lampy takes the snap. Has time to throw. Looks over. Connects with Pearson. That one's going to be ruled incomplete. Bounces on the ground off of that quick screen. Would have been a gain of about 4 yards, but instead brings up second and 10 with 42 seconds left.
Pearson's only seen 5 balls thrown to him this season. That last incompletion makes 6. He's only racked 82 yards so far. No touchdowns. Hasn't really been a big factor in the receiving game. Missing another opportunity there from kind of a low throw by Lampy.
No rush here, but he takes the snap, has a lot of pressure, finds Perkins, and Perkins is going to slip through his fingers once again. That'll bring up a third and 10. He had plenty of daylight in front of him.
Perkins still standing there just in disbelief that he dropped the ball. Hey, and that goes back to any ball game fundamental. Keep your eyes on the ball. It goes back to baseball. You know, what do they tell you when you're swinging the bat? Keep your eyes on the ball. What do they tell you when you're catching a ball? Keep your eyes on the ball. Obviously, Chris Perkins there was looking at the end zone before he really was able to secure that pass from Lampy.
37 seconds left for the Carmel Greyhounds, but a third and 10 from their own 48. Left hash, Lampy takes the snap. Good protection this time. Now rolls out to his right. He's under pressure now. Breaks a lot of tackles there at the 45. Jukes around at the 50. He's going to be brought down at the 49-yard line. But John Lampy avoiding what would have been about a 10-yard loss and is only going to get a gain up of one there on that play. But what a great run by John Lampy.
And I love the momentum of John Lampy. You know, he's able to come back after a drop by Chris Perkins there. A guy who normally doesn't drop those passes gets a ton of pressure. The offensive line breaks down. Instead of just going down, he fights for his life. And now he's trying to stay on the field at fourth down. I mean, you got to credit this guy for coming out here. You know, he's got
second period to play.
A ton of almost animosity towards him so far in this game. Hasn't had a lot of backup from his team, but coming out and keeps fighting, and it's going to bring us to the end of this first half. Hey, well, you're listening to quite the game so far. Carmel and Warren Central, it's been low scoring. Warren's tacked on 6 points due to 2 field goals. Carmel hasn't been able to get any on the board thus far. For Jesse Smith, I'm John Perkins. We're going to send it back to the station. Be sure to get back here. We're going to have some second half action. But before we do, the halftime show with all of us. We'll see you soon.